Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Praise God. I tell you what, there's nobody like Jesus Christ. He's the head of all principalities and powers. He's the head of the church. He's building the church, and he's faithful. The more and more I go along, I'm just astounded at God's faithfulness and the fact that he can open doors that we cannot open. He shuts and no man can open, but he opens and no man can shut. As Mike mentioned earlier, Brother Chaz, let me get this name right, Yandel. Brother Chaz Yandel is with us, and he works with Victor Marks and All Things Possible Ministries. And most of you here were here a couple of weeks ago when we watched the documentary, The Unseen War. Chaz was on the documentary, as well as a lot of other contributors. But I would say this, providentially, the Lord has allowed him to be here this morning. God is such a big God. And you know what? In order to grow, we need instruction. The path of the justice is a shining light that shines more and more the perfect day. It comes from different ministries, people, pastors and such. But the bottom line is the Lord is the one doing the work. And so no man will get credit for this. Jesus Christ is worthy. He's awesome. He's majestic. He's powerful. He's worthy of all praise. He's so beautiful. I thank God for his faithfulness. Anyway, brother, we've asked Brother Chaz if he felt free to share with us this morning. He said he was ready to be instant in season and out of season. And here he is on the front row. So, brother, we're just going to ask you to come up. You feel free to share whatever, forever, how long you need to, and God bless you.
Good morning, beloved. Truly an honor to be here with you this morning. I've been serving the Lord for over four decades now. I was blessed to come to know him as Lord and Savior as a teen. Got in service right away, but I have to admit today is the first time ever in four decades plus of serving him that I was ever getting ready to go to a worship service just to worship with the brothers and sisters that I had never been to before, to where I got a text and said, hey, are you willing to share today, like an hour plus before the message? And literally, I read the text and I said, okay, boy, you're pushing me on this stuff, Lord, about being ready in season and out of season. Usually we tend to think of that more as an interaction type event, but this morning it truly is an honor to be here with you this morning. And what a blessing it was to go through what we've gone through so far for me. As I said, four plus decades in service to the Lord. I've traveled the world, lived as a missionary with my wife and family for over 25 years in the Philippines. I don't know if I've ever been in a church that took God at his word about just kind of letting the Spirit lead. Does that make sense? And I have to admit how refreshing it is to be in a place that's like that. But I understand that, boy, sometimes maybe that gets a little dicey when a dear brother or dear sister's got something they want to share that ain't necessarily right biblical, but they're excited to share. And so truly this morning, it's an honor to be here with you all. And yes, I am the guy from one of the guys in the movie that you watched, the documentary on the Unseen War. I have grown some hair since then, as you've noticed. I'll tell you a little bit about that as we get into it, but I'd like to open up this morning in prayer, if you don't mind. Amen. Father, I'm so thankful for the opportunity to be here. This is not coincidence. This is not, as Brother Steve said, this was not man's plan. This is obviously your plan. And so I'm simply asking God that you would do what you've done in so many other places that you've allowed me to minister your word from a pulpit through. And that's revealed that mighty right arm of yours that's never been shortened to save nor set free. So would you, the supernatural God, right now do something supernatural? Would you supernaturally encapsulate this entire congregation right now in a seamless canopy of the blood of Jesus, cutting off all communication from the outside to the in, except for your voice in this place that you've established as holy ground? And if there be anything that's been assigned to any of these sweet brothers and sisters, or maybe there's somebody here today that doesn't know you, if there's anything of the demonic realm that's been assigned to them to harass them, to literally pervert and destroy that which you're trying to throw into them, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the blood of the Lamb, you're now commanded to come to attention and be muzzled. Enemies of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will not be allowed to interfere with anything that is going on in this place today. For the glory of the name of Jesus, we all agreed by praying and saying, amen. So if you're here this morning and maybe your head all of a sudden is a lot clearer than it's ever been before, like almost in an instantaneous, miraculous kind of way, we need to talk after the service one-on-one because I probably need to pray for you directly about this. This morning I'm here to share with you about what the Lord laid on my heart when I got that text this morning. It's like, Lord, what do you have for these people? And it's kind of what the Lord has opened up doors for me a lot for lately, thanks to the Unseen War documentary and that spiritual warfare. And so, guys in the back, if you have... Oh, it's not up. Okay, so in your Bibles, if you wouldn't mind turning this morning to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And while you're turning there, just a little bit about me. I already said 4+ decades in service to the Lord. Missionaries in the Philippines for 25 years. Been married to the same beautiful lady for 42 years now. We have 26 children. 6 biological, we legally adopted 20 kids that we were ministering to in the Philippines who were abandoned and orphaned. Our 25th grandchild was just born 2 days ago. Yeah, we're pretty sure it's 25. Well, for some of you, you understand maybe you have some adult children that maybe you're estranged in relationship from. So from what I get from their rest of the kids, that should have been number 25, but it's an interesting situation for those of you who have older children that there is an estrangement because of your faith in the Lord. We just continue to trust that God is true to his word, that when you train up a child in the way that they should go, when they're old, they won't depart from it. That dash in between training and old is often a very hard road for us as parents, but the reality of it is, if you're going to understand the Father's heart better than you ever have, think about God the Father having literally billions of people on the planet who don't acknowledge him or spit in his face, to his face, and he's God. So this morning, if you're in that spot, I feel your pain, I know your anguish, but understand that the Lord understands it even more. So when we're looking at this whole concept of spiritual warfare, is anybody here this morning that would actually raise your hand and acknowledge the fact that within the past month, you felt that you were in a spiritual warfare battle? Oh, look it. If you were in the front and you looked around, basically 90% of the people raised their hand, and about 5% of the people were embarrassed to raise their hand. It's just not, and you're in a season where God has granted you rest, where he's made you to lie down in green pastures by still waters to restore your soul for the next battle that's about to happen right around the corner. And I think this is one of the reasons why the modern American church especially has missed out in an area of the reality of life in Christ. How many of us have heard so many, come to Jesus now and you'll live your best, you'll get your best life now. Right? I am so thankful for the hymns. The hymns were all written at a time when nobody believed that to be the truth. They understood that life is pain. Right? For those of you who are Princess Bride fans, anybody else who tells you differently, they're selling you something. They're trying to sell you something, right? No, it's pain. Life is pain, but life with Christ is pain that's bearable because you know the pain eventually comes to an end. And then there's glory that we don't deserve and glory beyond our wildest imagination for all of eternity. Now, for those of you who are under 25 years old, females and under 30-year-old males, that's hard for you to comprehend because your prefrontal cortex isn't fully developed yet. It's hard for you to see past this week, let alone next year, let alone 5 years down the road. But for those of us who are a little bit farther down the path and maybe closer to the finish line than many of us even realize, the reality is that we have this eternity to look forward to. And as we were singing that hymn this morning about, it'll be worth it all when we see Jesus face to face. And this is really a strong encouragement that I have for the ones that I can tell that are definitely on the younger side. that are out there. You live at a time and a day and age where the entire world around you, as far as a world system, is has basically told you that there are no absolute truths. You've grown up with no such thing as absolute truth. And all of the people that are of your age and a little bit older all do not see that there is anything like an absolute truth. Your job as a Christian in advancing the kingdom and bringing the gospel of Jesus to all of those that are around you is harder than those of us who are older who deal with people who tend to believe in absolute truth. I just said harder. It's never impossible because all things are possible in Christ Jesus. And thank you, Steve, for correcting this morning. I am not the guy who founded All Things Possible Ministries. That's a dear friend of mine, Victor Marks. He and his wife, Eileen, did that 20 years ago. It is funny in a weird kind of way for both me and Victor, who just celebrated his 60th birthday. I'm a little bit older than him. People get us mixed up. Like all the time. And we'll literally be standing next to each other and people will say, brothers? And we'll say, yeah, we have the same father, but like the eternal one. But he's Cajun, I'm Samoan. I mean, I don't know if there was any Cajun ships that made it to the islands of Samoa. I don't know. But one place that we walked into, the lady sitting behind the counter, we had rented a place as an office for the ministry. The lady behind the counter looked at Mr. Marks Victor and said, I didn't know you had a twin. It's just one of those things, but it is one of those things as well, too, that it can be a bad thing. We've done a lot in the Middle East in helping people who suffered at the hands of ISIS. There was time a few years back when a three-letter agency over here had some friends connected with us that let us know that the squawk and the chatter was that they knew where Victor and his family were because he literally had his wife and two of his younger kids there at the time. And that there was movement towards trying to knock them off as a sign to don't come here with your Jesus and love on our people. So we got them into hiding right away. And then once we got them into hiding, Victor texted me through Secure Comps and said, hey, I need you to do me a favor. Find the nearest barber, go get your head and your hair, everything shaved off. He says, the last thing I could live with is knowing that we got to safety and you got schwacked because they thought you were me. And so I am honored to be part of the ministry that I'm in. I have no idea how long the Lord has us there. The Lord really has plans that we don't even understand yet, right? And often he moves us into places where we never expected. Because I never expected to go from being pastoring a church like this to being a quote-unquote high-risk missionary in places where many people who have done the deal for our country with great precision and great forces and, you know, quick reactionary forces and things to be able to get out if things go wrong, who look at us and see what we've done over the past 10 years with All Things Possible and say, you guys have no QRF. Yeah, you have no exit plan. You have, yeah, it's like, no, we're not the military. We are just doing our best to follow the Lord, and he has always blessed us to get us out of some of the hairiest situations we've ever been in.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.